Welcome to the Optimal You podcast. This is pharmacist Steve Ersfeld. Grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 34 of the Ersfeld Pharmacy Optimal You podcast. I'm your host, pharmacist Steve Ersfeld. The goal of the podcast is to discuss different health topics that might be helpful to you in your journey to becoming the optimal you. If you listen all the way to the end of the podcast, I have a special offer for you as a gift for taking the time to listen. Today's guest is Anna Schneider from the Blissful Bee Juicery in Minot, North Dakota. Before we start our visit with Anna, I need to let the listeners know that this podcast provides general information and a discussion about health and health-related subjects. The information provided in this podcast is not intended or should not be construed as medical advice, nor is the information a substitute for professional medical expertise or treatment. So a little background on our guest. Anna started the Blissful Bee in the Green Thumb greenhouse with a blender and a dream. I like that. She had a small corner in the greenhouse where she sold smoothies and coffee. Her main goal was to offer whole foods without additives and preservatives. She also had a passion for fresh juice. And from the proceeds of her first greenhouse season, she purchased a Good Nature M1 cold press, which we're going to learn all about from Anna here in a minute, and began experimenting with different juice blends. So that was kind of the beginning. I'm just going to let you, Anna, kind of take it from there and let us know what's going on with your business. And welcome to the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for having me. Basically, yeah, I wanted to have a smoothie truck and ended up starting out in the greenhouse, which my cousin owns. And he kind of said, well, you can do whatever you want. So I made a menu and tested out some smoothies and got some good coffee and said, all right, we're going to start out with this, and did a lot of learning that season. It wasn't too busy, but just kind of about business. I started an LLC and just kind of did what had to be done to get the business rolling. And through that, a lot of learning. After the first season, I just knew in my heart that we needed to bring cold pressed juice into the picture. So I researched juicers, and there was a company called Good Nature. They build their juicers in Buffalo, New York. The smallest juicer that they sold was about $6,000. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. Maybe not in a business sense, but in a personal sense. So I got that juicer and just started pressing and different recipes. I would kind of go off what's going to like tastes good, but what the benefits are. So I'd say, okay, apples are great for energy and beets are cleansing. And so I'd kind of put some recipes together, and some of them weren't as good. And then I'd get one, taste it, and it's like, yes, this is the one. So after the greenhouse season, which is seasonal, I took the juicer and I had it in a home kitchen and started kind of taking orders from friends and family and making some cleanses and just quarts of juice. And so I was just testing it out and not really making any money or anything, but just being passionate about it. So I was shopping one day for celery, and I get a call from a friend, and he said, oh, my buddy up at Ass Fitness has a spot. And I was like, what? What's going on? He said, just come up here. And I went up to the Ass Fitness building, and they had a storefront, a room that was empty. And and he said, you know, you can start your smoothie shop in here. And I was like, all right, where do we start? So I met up with the owner of the building, and I shared with him my vision. And so I think he had the same vision as I did. And so we made a deal. I started the build out. We totally rebuilt the storefront. My husband and my dad helped me build the counter, and we painted and we put new floor in and sinks and all that kind of stuff. And Same thing. I just made a menu. We added the cold pressed juices to our menu, and I thought maybe they would be a side item to the smoothies. Lo and behold, the community loved the juice, and there was all types of people coming in to get the cold pressed juice. You would have your blue collar man come in and get his six pack of juice. You know, there was the people from the gym that wanted hydration or pre-workout benefits. And there would be, you know, an older generation that wants help with digestion or immunity. And then the younger, I would say, like, Instagram generation. And so all these people coming in and falling in love with the juice. And that's where we kind of created this community, more than just a smoothie shop. It's a place, you know, where people could come in and be themselves and feel safe and talk about what their needs are, or if they want to lose weight, or if they have a headache. And we just try to help as much as possible. So my first thought was, okay, we're going to have somebody come in and juice for 2 or 3 hours in the morning for the day. Well, with the juicer we had,
Before you go into that portion, you mentioned cold pressed juice. What does that mean? Because I'm unfamiliar with that term, but you know, I'm used to seeing like my juicer at home. It's a Breville or
something. Yes.
Yeah.
So there is a couple different types of juicers. Most home juicers are masticating, which means the produce is pushed into a spinning screen, and then the juice kind of comes out of the, is pressed against the screen, and then it comes out. And the cold press juice is where we grind up the produce, and then it's dropped into a press chamber, and it is actually squeezed out. The juice is squeezed out of the produce, and that, by doing so, you're going to get a cleaner, less frothy, less foamy juice. A lot of people are like, I just can't get your my juice like yours. And it's because of the juicer.
So less pulp.
Yes. Very much more smooth juice. And they say that the benefits, you know, you're going to get more nutrients, but I think personally from readings, I think that it's a very minimal difference. So if you do have a juicer and you do juice at home, kudos to you. And it is a lot of work and prep and cleanup. So even we have a lot of customers that have juicers and still come in and buy our juice because they know what it entails.
Wow. That's awesome. You were elaborating on, I don't know where we were when I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I was saying where we started, where we were pressing, and then people would, so I was thinking that we would do a couple hours in the morning and then be done. Well, it ended up where we were juicing 10 or 11 hours every day just to keep up with the demand. We also press fresh pressed pineapple juice to go in our smoothies. So we would have to have that ready and available for our smoothies. So we had that, and I'm like, okay, something has to change. So we were able to rent a commercial kitchen just a couple blocks south of where our storefront is. And we got a Good Nature X1 juicer. And this is a more back of the house machine. It can take about 25 pounds of produce per press. And it is so amazing. Like, we will take the pineapple, you know, take the little top part off, the hair or whatever, the leaves, wash the pineapple, and you can throw 5 or 6 pineapples in there, grind it up, and it'll press 2 gallons of juice in one press. So we were going from about 12 ounce per press to 2 gallons per press. And it was just a much more exponentially better process. So that's where we were able to even elevate the quality of our juice, because we get the produce in, we try to get as much local as possible. Being in North Dakota, that's hard to get local produce year round, but
where do you get your produce?
So most of our produce comes from a distributor, Russ Davis Wholesale, and they deal only with produce. So they are, they're kind of like the Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin area is where they deliver. So we get a truck one or two times a week with about close to 1,000 pounds of produce each time, each delivery. Yeah. And then, so they'll deliver, we, check the produce, wash it, prep it, put it in the fridge. And a typical day, you know, I'll make an order for juice and we will weigh out about 12 pounds of produce per gallon of juice. And that depends, the recipe depends, like you're going to get a lot more juice out of a 12 pounds of cucumber than you are 12 pounds of cabbage because of the water content. So it's kind of an average, but so I'll order 2 gallons of Drop the Beet, for example. So we need so many pounds of Fuji apples, so many pounds of organic beets, and so many pounds of lemon. We put it in the juicer, press it, bottle it, and it goes right back in the fridge. So the produce is cold when it goes in, it gets pressed quick, it gets bottled and right back in the fridge. So you're not going to have that temperature rise where there's going to be a chance of bacteria breeding or stuff. So I feel that our juice is very safe, fresh. You're going to keep that integrity of the flavor in the juice. And it's just beautiful. If you could see the juices, I mean, we have the whole rainbow, and it's really amazing what Mother Nature has to offer once you stop and look at it.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity, Marion, my outreach coordinator is a fan of your juice. So she dropped me off 4 bottles of juice, 4 different ones. So how many is, like, maybe talk about the evolution of your menu, and has that changed over time, or?
Yes. So that's kind of a funny thing. When we got our juice cooler, and we had an orange juice and kind of the beet juice, that's like a dark red, and a yellow juice, our sunshine, which is yellow bell pepper, pear, and pineapple. And I'm like, I was kind of putting it in the cooler, and the most appeasing way was to do the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue. And then we didn't have a purple. So I'm like, okay, we need a purple juice. So we came up with a recipe that has red cabbage in it, and it's just beautiful. So, so we have the rainbow, but then we've also added juices that have just, we make a recipe and it will kind of like a test recipe, and it is so good. So now we have our signature juices, and then we have a rotating kind of feature recipe that goes through, because for instance, we have a customer, she can't do ginger and she can't do pineapple. So she said, okay, make me a juice. So we did a Fuji apple, cucumber, beet, and carrot juice, and made it especially for her. And she tasted it and she's like, this is the best juice I've ever had. And but you taste it and you get the sweetness of the Fuji apple. And then with the blend of the carrot and beet, it almost gives it a cherry flavor. So that one is called Cherry Kool-Aid. It doesn't have, you know, cherry in it, but it's, and so people just love that one. So it's like, okay, we can't have 14 different recipes at one time. So we just try to keep our signature recipes in stock, and then we rotate. And you know, there's always people that want a certain thing. So we just kind of invent a juice, and it usually is a good one. And
you can hardly go wrong just mixing
fruit and vegetable. Yeah.
Have you ever come across one where you're like, oh my gosh, this is awful, we can't put this out there?
I mean, not really. I think everybody has like a different taste. So sure. Some people naturally think some of them are awful, and some mm-hmm. people love them. For instance, like our sunshine juice, mm-hmm. Some people just love the flavor profile of the pineapple with the yellow bell pepper. Say if you're eating like stir fry or something, you know, pineapple with pepper is really good. Some people can't do bell pepper. They just don't like it. So it's just a personal preference, I think. You know, we've made one with onions. Somebody asked us to do like almost like a V8 kind of thing. So there's like onions, tomatoes, broccoli, carrots. And that one even wasn't that bad, but it, you know, you could taste the onion. So it just depends.
It's a little bit like a Bloody Mary mix, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the onion and even garlic, you know, they have amazing like antimicrobial properties. So yeah, immunity and stuff like that.
Well, I got to drop the beet. I'm a beet guy. I like growing beets. I like eating beets. I like roasted beets. I like beets anyway, pretty much. And that to me was one of the favorites of the four that I tried from. So tell us a little bit about what are the benefits of beets? Why would we want to have beets in our
juice? So first of all, drop the beet is our most popular juice of any of our juices. Really? So it doesn't surprise me that that is one of your favorites. Beet is a vasodilator, so it's going to get your blood pumping. Great for pre-workout, or if somebody has like a headache or something, sometimes that'll help. Instead of caffeine or something, that'll help with a headache. The blend of the beet, Fuji apple, and lemon is great for energy. So you could replace it with your coffee and not have that, the coffee downfall.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Beet is also very cleansing to your liver and kidneys. So you're going to naturally cleanse that. So it does have a lot of benefits.
Yeah, hugely detoxifying. We like beets. So
yes.
The Blue Crush was my second favorite.
Okay.
That's interesting. That shows that it's a blend that's got some spirulina in it, and it said it also contains some protein. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the Blue Crush is the only juice that we add something besides the fruit and vegetables, and that is the blue spirulina. Blue spirulina is a superfood. It's derived from blue-green algae, and it has the most beautiful blue color. So as we were doing the rainbow, let's do a blue juice because we need that. So that juice is pineapple, lime, and blue spirulina. And the blend of the pineapple and cucumber, excuse me. The blend of the pineapple and cucumber is great for digestion. And then when you add the blue spirulina, that's where you get the protein. It also has anti-inflammatory properties. So, you know, if you have sore joints, sunburn, inflammation of the skin or anything, the blue spirulina will help with that.
So spirulina, where is that coming from? And are you juicing that, or are you just adding that, or how is that coming?
It is a powder form. I just order it online, actually, from a company. It is prescribedforlife.com is where I've got the blue spirulina ever since I opened. We just we'll juice the lime, the pineapple, and the cucumber, and then we will whisk in the powder.
Okay. Yep. I did notice that there is, we talked a little bit about pulp. It does tend to have a little bit of a sediment and settle out. So what kind of, you said it's fairly stable because it's not being exposed to heat and things. What kind of shelf life do you usually put on your product?
So we have an enjoy by date of 7 days,
7 days.
From when we press. So it has a very short shelf life, compared to other, you know, pasteurized juices or, and a lot of other food. We don't add any preservatives, no processing whatsoever. You know, some juice companies do like the high pressure processing and stuff, but we just use time and temperature as our friend, or I guess friend or enemy, depending on what way you're looking at it. But luckily, we have been so busy that we are able to juice every single weekday. We juice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that the turnaround of the juice is so fast that a lot of times, you know, we'll get our juice order in and people will be buying it before we can even get it on the shelves. So that is just amazing.
Would you call it enjoy by date?
Yes.
Enjoy by date. I like that. I wish we could use that at the pharmacy. We have to use beyond use date when we make up a compound of medication. So I would be nice to be able to put on there enjoy by date. That would be
kind yes.
Cool.
And really, like, if on the rare occasion that a juice does get past the enjoy by date, we just drink it here at the shop. It most recipes you can't even, it tastes as fresh as the day that you were made, that we made it. But some ingredients, like if there's ginger or watermelon or something, those ones you can kind of taste a difference after the date. So
if you were to freeze it, obviously you'd be able to maybe extend that enjoy by date.
Oh yes. I would say, if you freeze it, you know, below, like 0 degrees, mm-hmm. I think it could last for 3 months.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So I did, I had a couple other things. I had an immunity shot, which I felt like I was drinking juice. Man, I was drinking juice left and right.
Yeah.
I actually put that immunity shot into a glass of cold water and had it that way. I took it outside of that. So what is that? What did that all have in it?
So the immunity shot is very strong. That's a 2-ounce serving that we serve the immunity shots in. That has lemon, ginger, and turmeric. So it's the raw ginger and turmeric. It's not powder or anything. And we cold press that. So you're going to get like very strong, obviously the sour notes from the lemon. And then ginger is, woo, that is strong. You'll get the spicy from that. So we do actually suggest, if customers think it's strong, to put it in a glass of water, which really mellows it out. Yep. You can also put it in hot water, kind of drink it like a tea. So that can kind of open your sinuses. A lot of people that aren't feeling good get the immunity shot, and that helps. I mean, people swear by it. We had a girl last year that took one like 45 days in a row. So
wow, 45 days in a row.
Yes. They swear by it. And if people also, you know, you can take it in the shop version, and people kind of look at me, I say, well, have you ever had a shot of whiskey? You know, just shoot it back. So
I tried that. I'm like, whoa, that is strong. So leaving it down was very tasty. So all four of them, I think the green thumb was probably the least favorite of mine.
Yeah.
I don't mind cucumbers, but I don't like to drink them.
Yeah. that's the only one that we have that is all vegetable. So that's your really green juice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So
you've been doing this a while now. So it sounds like the community has been like super excited about what you're doing and embracing your product.
Yeah. It's been just beyond my wildest dreams. And, you know, a couple other things that I would like to mention is, so when we press, there's the solids that we have left over.
I was going to say, what do you do with that?
So we actually compost those. At first, we were putting them in a pile by the building. There's a big open field. Yep. And I was like, okay, we'll just compost it. And then one day the health department came knocking at my door and said, yeah, you can't do that. So I think somebody was walking their dog back there and they didn't like that. So I was like, okay, I cannot with my conscience, I cannot throw this away. You know, we can't put it into the trash. So I just by chance ran into this high school girl that is starting up a compost company. And so we will take all those solids. And then also when we're prepping, we have like carrot peels and beet peels and stuff like that. And we put them in 5-gallon buckets. And then she just comes and picks them up and composts them for us. So we just pay a small fee per bucket and it's back into the earth where we got it from. So I think that's a beautiful thing.
We
will also save some of the drop the beet solids for people with dogs, and they mix it in with their dog food, and it does wonders with the fiber for the dog's digestion and health. And I've seen firsthand what miracles even that will do. And then also our bottling. So we have 12-ounce glass bottles and 32-ounce glass jars that we take, that people bring back. I mean, we've had, I'd say, well over 10,000 bottle returns since we've opened. So you will get your juice, you bring back the bottle, and you get 50 cents off your next purchase per bottle. So it's kind of like a nice initiative for the customers. It's great for us because we're getting to reuse that bottle that it is expensive, you know, in the first purchase, and then it's also good for Mother Earth. So that's, I think, the most important thing. And the community has really embraced that as well. It's just been a very beautiful all around experience.
That's awesome. So, where do you think your business is going to go from here? I mean, what's coming up? What big things have you got? Because obviously you're growing, right?
Yes, we definitely are growing. I really want to get some food options in so people can come and pick up like a power bowl or a salad or like a breakfast burrito or just, you know, some food. Once I get that menu figured out, which has been a hurdle for me because I want it good, I want it fresh, no preservatives. So I'm just trying to figure out exactly what the recipes are, how we're going to prep them, and all that. I'm kind of in that stage. Once we do that, I'd like to expand to the south end of Minot. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, maybe Bismarck. I would just love to expand. And but we're still in a growing learning stage. It's still a lot of learning and obstacles. But every obstacle that I'm faced with, I just sit down and try to figure it out and overcome that obstacle. And pretty soon it's like, oh, that's easy. So
you are a go-getter. That's awesome. Kudos to you starting a business and all that goes into it. I mean, it's enjoyable, can be painful.
Yes. Yeah.
It's everything, every emotion rolled up into one, kind of, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, usually by Friday afternoons, I am exhausted. You know, I'm like, how many bananas do I have to freeze? Or, you know, but it's really just a beautiful thing. I'm glad that I took the leap and listened to my heart. So
I love everything about what you're doing. I like the earthiness of everything, the composting, the, you know, fresh juices without preservatives, the recycling of the bottles, all that sort of stuff. One of my buddies got me into making my own yogurt, probably
about oh
years ago.
That is amazing that you said that, because we've been testing homemade yogurt for some of our like food items.
Yeah.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. So we do, I do, and I just came out, one of my patients came in the other day and was talking about a SIBO yogurt. I don't know, are you familiar with SIBO? Have you heard that ever?
SIBO, huh?
SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's a condition where, you know, your bacteria migrates up into your small intestine. It can create health issues. But anyway, So I got online and was kind of pecking around on that. And the formula is kind of similar to what I do. I use a starter, and then I am able to, you cook it for a longer period of time, and then it breaks down like the sugars and stuff, and you can get different benefits to it rather than just like a 12 or 14 hour cook.
Okay.
That would be something. I think the flavoring is kind of different too. And then my son-in-law for Christmas got me two strains of like heirloom bacteria.
Oh, beautiful. What a Christmas present.
Right. I haven't experimented with it yet. I'm kind of nervous, but it sounds like it's kind of like sourdough bread, where you have a mother formula. So then when you go to make your next batch, you just leave like a cup of what you made previously in there, and then mix your dairy in there.
Yes.
And then just auto-populates, and you don't have to keep buying more starter. It's just kind of a perpetual thing. So I'm going to be playing around with that a little bit, I suppose, this year, and see how that goes. So, yeah.
Well, awesome. I would love to hear how that goes. And how do you keep the bacteria alive then as you're holding it?
That I'm going to assume that as you refrigerate it, I would think that that's, you know, I don't know. I have not.
Okay.
I got to do a little research on that. So
okay.
A little bit in the dark, but I will share what I learned from that as far as it goes. So, yeah. Well, I think, I need to find out, how do people get a hold of you? Where are you located at Minot?
Okay. So we are way up on North Hill on North Broadway in the Ass Fitness building in Minot. The address is 3514 North Broadway, Minot, North Dakota. There's a big sign, and then we have a big sign over our door. We have our own separate entrance. And it's also really nice because we share a lounge with the gym that we are in. And so people can come and, you know, bring your computer, hook up to Wi-Fi, have your acai bowl or your juice or smoothie, or meet a friend up here, have a meeting, and there's a nice lounge area. So that's nice too. If you want to get a hold of Blissful Bee, you can call us at 701-500-4963. And then we are also on Facebook and Instagram at Blissful Bee Juicery, easy to find. So you can shoot us a message and anytime. We're here to answer questions or help you with any of your needs. And, you know, we're happy to do that. So.
So the big question that my staff had for me this morning when I came in, I'm like, what do you want me to ask the Blissful Bee Juicery? And I said, well, do you ship? And we talked a little bit about that. Any plans with that in the future, possibly?
I mean, I am totally open to trying shipping. I think we would have to, you know, test maybe freezing the juice or what containers that we would ship it in. But I know that other juice companies have and do ship. So I would be open to shipping it'll be a little testing process, but I think we can get it figured out just like any other hurdle that's came along. So
awesome. Well, if anybody's going to get it done, it's going to be you.
Oh,
well, Anna, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule, out of your juicing schedule, because I know, I'm sure after this you're going to be juicing.
Yeah.
For being a part of our podcast, and look forward to doing this again sometime in the future. So
yeah. Thank you, Steve. This was really an opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
So if you've made it this far into the podcast, your reward is going to be 25% off a supplement of your choice. And that's
using the code Juice Podcast, and that's for telephone and in-person orders. So take advantage of that. And, you know, once again, thank you for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you.
As always, be vigilant about your health.